1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Tonight at GameWorks at the Block at Orange, 9 o'clock for our Christmas CD signing. January 1st, we will be broadcasting a live, uncensored, and unedited webcast of the Tournament of Roses Parade. Go to the philhenryshow.com website for details. That's philhendrieshow.com to sign up and be a participant in this historic first-ever webcast. And, you know, we're not fooled. I mean, we realize that everybody, and I mean everybody, in this town and probably in this industry is keeping an eye on how well we do with our webcast to see whether they want to do it themselves. We thought of it, and we'll do it, and then the rest of them will kind of kick back. And this is, which is the radio business. They just sort of sit and wait for somebody else to come up with the ideas, and then they generally go along and steal some of them or reshape them or however you want to put it, and then they pretend like it's theirs. So we know a lot of people will be listening to us to see how well we do. But that is the burden that, you know, a show that originates as opposed to rips off, that's the burden that we carry, and we're very happy to carry that burden. So go to our website and be a part of this historic webcast by being a listener. That's January 1st, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it is on demand so that you can hear it any time you want. There's a sexual harassment claim that has been filed in Southern California by a lady who works for a company called Trigger Pharmaceuticals. She's Diane Kaiser, has filed a sexual harassment charge against Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer for Trigger Pharmaceuticals. He joins us on our newsmaker line along with his attorney, Harvey Wireman. And Mr. Norton, good afternoon. We'll find out about this. And Mr. Wireman, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
All right, we're going to find out about this lawsuit that has been filed. It is a sexual harassment suit, Mr. Norton?
That is correct. That's my understanding about it, yeah.
Tell me what happened.
Well, I mean, what happened was last Sunday they had an office Christmas party. We had an office Christmas party, and we did a gift exchange. And, I mean, my attorney could...
Let me jump in, Phil, if I could.
Go ahead, Harvey.
Mr. Norton got the name of Diane Kaiser in a gift exchange. He gave her a beautiful gift basket of items that he felt were festive and practical and personalized for her. And what he got for his trouble is a sexual harassment lawsuit filed by Ms. Kaiser and her attorney. I have his name. The attorney is Duke Deegan, who traffics in this kind of thing.
Do you know Mr. Deegan?
I know Duke Deegan, yes, and he's a real piece of work. This is his métier. He loves sexual harassment lawsuits, whether they have any merit or not, and generally when Duke Deegan files a sexual harassment lawsuit, it has none.
All right, so your client gave, in a gift exchange at a Christmas, at an office Christmas party, gave this woman a gift that she is now filing a sexual harassment lawsuit about.
Need to be explained because we have a copy of the complaint here.
First, Mr. Henry, I need to describe her and what she is like, you know, because she's not. I mean, one of the reasons why I gave her the gift basket is because she's not the best looking woman in the world, and not a lot of men in the office are interested in her, and she's not. She is not non-hanky. You know that?
What I don't know.
What my client is saying is he's attempting to explain that she's no bathing beauty.
And it, well, when you say she's not non-hanky, meaning she's not good looking?
That is correct.
I mean, but I felt she could be helped, and I wanted to do her a favor to help her loosen up and get in touch with her inner female.
Okay, get in touch with her inner female.
That's right, yes, sir.
Okay, well, this gift basket contained, and I've got a copy of the complaint here, it contained a multi-speed, soft, flexible vibrator called the Invader in it.
That's correct, yeah, but I want to explain.
Hold on, let me just, this is the list of what she has in her complaint, that you gave her a gift basket that contained a multi-speed, soft, flexible vibrator called the Invader, a set of something called Vibratrone balls, another item called the Pocket Rocket, and she also received a pack of 4 AA cell batteries and a pack of 2C batteries, okay? Now, also, what you described as a gag gift, a gummy dong, and then a picture of you, correct?
That is true. I mean, that's a picture of me. It's very natural. and it was taken kind of first thing in the morning. My hair is tossed back. My manager, Lance Germain, took it. Okay. And,
well, what kind of a telemarketer has a manager, sir?
Well, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
Mr. Norton is involved in a variety of business interests. He's involved not only in pharmaceutical sales, but eventually would like to go into the adult film business. He has a variety of entrepreneurial interests.
All right, so you have a manager who took a picture of you.
Yeah, it's like a model shot.
Of you with your hair tossed back. Excuse me, and you gave this to this lady?
Yes, sir, I gave it to her. Yes, and Lance Germain took it, okay?
Well, you've been sued for sexually harassing this woman.
Mr. Henry, every gift item in that basket is extremely valuable. I would like to point out that the gift basket comes to almost $100 in items that Mr. Norton gave her.
Yeah, the pocket rock alone is $40. Plus, I'm very good looking. And I know she thinks I'm sexy. Okay, so I you know, I can see it in her eyes.
All right, well, gentlemen, what we have here is a sexual harassment suit filed by a woman who got a gift basket at a gag gift exchange that she thinks is inappropriate, correct?
Well, that's what she thinks, but that may not be the case. My client, out of concern for a woman who would have no hope of going to bed with my client, he gave her an assortment of pleasure devices, and he gets a sexual harassment charge, and where he was actually doing this woman a favor. This is the basis of our defense. This poor woman might never know what it's like to have an orgasm were it not for this gift.
So you're saying you're giving this lady, Diane Kaiser, a break, Mr. Norton, by giving her a gift basket of vibrators with your picture, and what is this gummy dong?
That was strictly a gag gift. That was strictly a gag gift. I didn't mean no badness by it, okay?
And you didn't mean any badness by it.
Well, I didn't mean to be. I just said.
All right, so you're saying that you were giving her a break, giving her all of these gifts.
Yes, sir, because my client is extremely good-looking. And it is our contention that he allowed her to open up and explore a part of herself.
All right. By giving her vibrators and a picture of you?
Yes, sir, because she probably, I mean, I am very good looking, and women do come on to me a lot. And I'm not saying that because I think I'm hot, you know, but a lot of women think I'm hot, okay? And also, that pocket rock at $40. Okay.
All right. You get a pocket rocket. Could be $40. Could be $400. I don't know. What is a pocket rocket, anyways? That's another vibrator.
That is correct. Yes.
All right. So, in other words, you felt this gift to this woman, who I guess is shy.
She's very shy. Yeah.
And she's kind of a wallflower.
Would you say she's that, Chris?
Yeah, she's a wallflower.
And so you wanted to open her up and show her the possibilities of what?
Because my client felt, because she was looking at him and maybe she wanted to have sex with him, my client knew that would not be possible. And so,
why isn't it possible?
Tell him, Chris.
Well, I mean, she is not non-hanky. I mean, she's a door scratcher. You know?
What is a door scratcher? She's ugly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, so she has no chance of going to bed with you.
But this would be almost the closest a vibrator in my picture.
That's what my client was trying to do, Mr. Henry, at least approximate for her what sex with him would be like.
And I take it, Chris, it is your contention, and you would go before a judge to say you're really good in bed.
That is our contention.
I don't like to brag, but yeah. I just want to, Christmas is about providing joy. Isn't that what Christmas is about? And I'm trying to provide joy, and I get sued by this chick that's not non-hanky? I think that's really unfair.
And Mr. Wireman, when is this set to be heard?
We're taking depositions within the next month.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Henry Show. Really bizarre case of a guy in a gift exchange, and I'm sure you've done these in your offices, a gift exchange. He gave this woman, who he thought was attracted to him, a gift basket. And in it, you heard what I said, there's a pocket rocket, the invader, there's all these vibrators and these kinds of devices, as well as a picture of himself, this, you know, defendant, And basically he's saying, you know, there's no chance that you'll ever have sex with me, but here's a picture of me and some vibrators. And he thinks that he's doing her a favor. She has sued him for sexual harassment. And Mr. Norton feels it's extremely unfair. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. A lawsuit filed in around a, I don't know where, what court it's been filed in, but it's a lawsuit filed, sexual harassment lawsuit filed against this gentleman that we have on the phone from Redondo Beach. His attorney is with us, Chris Norton, and Harvey Wehrman's the lawyer. You gave a lady a gift basket of sex toys because you feel she was attracted to you.
I know she was attracted to me.
And it, what was she doing to show that she was attracted to you?
She'd stare at me like at lunchtime, and she'd, you know, staring at me, looking me up and down and everything, because I do look very good. One of the things about me is that I look very good when I walk.
Henry, this is obviously a case of fatal attraction. I believe she wants my client, and if she can't have him, she'll do anything to hurt him.
That's true.
Yeah, Chris is willing to lower his standards, and what we have proposed is that he is willing to lower his standards and have sex with her once, if she'll drop the charges.
Wait a minute. You are offering to... hold on for a minute. You're offering to have sex with her so if she drops the charges.
That's correct, okay? I mean, if that's what all this is all about, if that's what it's all about, okay, I'll give her a break.
But my client wants her to drop this lawsuit post-haste. And in return, he will, you know, engage in sex with her, Chris?
I will engage in sex with her. Missionary position, okay, one-time shot, okay, on a weeknight. Not no Friday night, not no Saturday night, but the lights have to be turned off.
That's the proviso.
Well, I offering, so you're pretty convinced that's what she wants.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm convinced that's what she wants. Otherwise, she would have, why not? She thinks I'm hot. Why wouldn't she like the pocket rocket?
If she thinks you're hot, then she'd want the pocket rocket. I don't understand.
Well, I mean, she wants to have sex with me. That's why she don't want no pocket rocket.
All right, well, you just heard it there, folks, that Mr. Norton has now, and I guess this is a first. Are we getting an exclusive on this?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Mr. Norton has said that they will deign to have sex with this lady once if she will drop the lawsuit. Here is Natisha, I believe it is.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I have seen you're a total loser, a total Casanova, and you think you all that. And maybe if you are, doesn't give you that goddamn right to give her any kind of gift in that matter.
Well, but she thinks I'm hot.
Well, even if she thinks you're hot, so what?
Well,
what is your hat? That doesn't
right.
give you the right to give her that type of basket. You are totally unrespectful.
No, but see,
and even
the
if you are hot, that doesn't make you any better by that type of attitude. That only shows that you're like a total typical man.
No,
I'm not saying that all men are that way, but you sure are that way.
Well, here's the thing.
And I just feel sorry for her.
She says, okay, that I'm sexually harassing her because I gave her a pocket rocket. That's
well, you did.
Bucks.
You
That's
did.
40
you
bucks.
Had no right to give her that.
A pocket rocket's 40 bucks.
Well, that doesn't matter. You decided it was your choice to buy it. She didn't tell you to buy it.
I know she didn't tell me to buy it.
Take responsibility for what you said and be a man about it and be responsible and apologize to her because that's what you should do.
Well,
not to try to,
okay,
to get anything
offered.
And say,
okay,
I'm
well.
Willing to give you some sex.
But
just
she
to
really
take away what you took me to suit for.
She needed it. She really needed it. That's why I gave it to her. Cause she
oh,
really,
please.
She wanted it.
She didn't say that to you directly.
Well, but
okay.
She's looking
she
me
did
up.
Not
see,
say
one of
you,
things,
you
I
said
that
she implied to you. That was your problem.
Well, see,
going
I should have told
it.
You. I should have told you, but I didn't say. I look really hot when I walk.
And so and what?
So, well, she's
so
always
what?
Looking at,
there's
she's
a lot of women out there and a lot of men that are out there that walk really hot. They are very hot looking.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I have desire for them, but I do not expect them to come on to me and give me a stupid basket with stupid things that I did not ask for.
Yes,
and
ma'am,
perhaps
but this is
I already
Wireman,
have it at home.
Ma'am,
okay?
This is Mr. Wireman. I'm the attorney. If a man is looking at your buttocks, You have every reason to believe that he would probably want to have sex with you.
No, I do not have every reason to believe that.
If he's looking at your binoculars?
That is if I'm narrow-minded.
What is a binoculars area? Okay.
If I'm narrow-minded, that's what I will think.
Well,
if he's so narrow-minded that he cannot think beyond his looks.
Okay, but here's
obviously.
The thing. I know that she probably doesn't have sex because I have never seen her walk bull-legged in the
morning. Oh, please. You don't know.
What has that got to do with it?
Well, I'm telling you. And all I did was try to be respectful.
Well, you were not respectful.
I got her.
You actually were a real jerk.
And
I wish you would act upon your looks in some other way.
Well, let me ask you something. What if I gave you a gift basket with the Invader and 2C batteries? Wouldn't that be okay?
You're just being full of it.
No,
you know
no.
that that's not okay.
I'm very good looking.
If somebody gives that to your mother, would that be okay with you?
Sure. You know, whatever gets you, whatever guts your engine.
Oh, just saying that.
Whatever
just saying
guts your
that.
Engine.
Okay,
whatever
just saying
your
that.
Boat.
If I all give right. you a basket with all of those toys for you, will that be okay for you?
If you gave that to me,
if I think that you're not having you're not being sexually pleasure with
you,
any with any
you,
other way,
if you
so
gave
I give
that to
you
me,
this because maybe
if you
this can get
me,
you going.
If you gave that to me, I'd say, come on, baby, I'm hot to try.
No, but you'll do your own.
Let's go, baby.
I don't want to have sex with you. You just do it on yourself.
Well, I'm not.
I'm gonna give you a picture, and that's about it.
Where am I supposed to put a vibrator? I'm a man.
Well, that's up to you to decide. You do your own discovery.
I think she's telling you. Now, ma'am, be careful. You just told my client to stuff a vibrator up his rear end.
No, she did not.
I didn't
say
that.
Well, that's the assumption. That's the conclusion.
You guys like to put words in people's mouths and
he must come to.
And that's what it gives you
problems. I believe that in the party of the first part,
you have to think a little more.
In his rectum.
Wider
all right.
spectrum so you can actually think.
I think this lady needed a wider spectrum. That's why I got her the double deep Invader with the 8-inch.
Okay. We know what
Whatever.
You got her.
I just don't see.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for your call, dear. All right. Thank you very much.
She sounded hot. You know, I could tell she really liked it.
You know, Chris, we're talking about your lawsuit right now. I don't want you to start coming on to women on the phone.
Which I'm not doing, Mr. Henry, and I want the record to reflect that. I'm not coming on to no women, but she did sound hot. I believe that my client, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I believe my client does have the right to say when a woman sounds hot. And I believe under the Constitution of the United States.
I got the Constitution, Mr. Wireman. I'm trying to keep this conversation on track. Lily on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello, Mr. Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I think this guy is just way too full of himself.
Are you speaking of my client?
Yes, sir, I am speaking of your client. He's just far too full of himself.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying, I'm not the one suing nobody. I'm the one being sued.
He is always going on about how hot he thinks he is.
You
want
to talk to me, or as opposed, I mean, you're talking to me now, okay?
Pardon me?
You would say he's going on. You're talking to me.
Oh, okay. Yes. You're always talking about how hot you think you are.
Well, ma'am, I didn't sue nobody. I'm being sued.
What makes you think you're so hot? Did this woman express an interest in you?
Okay, all I'm saying is a lot of women have come on to me. Like when I go to the Rusty Pelican, which is my favorite bar in Manhattan Beach, I'll have a rum and coke, and a lot of women ask me, what are you laughing about?
She's laughing at my client, Mr. Andre.
She's allowed to laugh.
Yes, it's funny. I'm sorry. This guy just...
I think
he's the only one... Excuse
you are
me.
Laughing at my client, which I wish you'd stop doing.
I believe this
saying.
Guy is the only one who thinks he is this good-looking.
I'll tell you right now, if you saw me... You want to know how good-looking I am? If you
How good-looking are you?
Okay, if you saw me, you'd say where. You'd be already unbuttoning your pants.
Oh, you think so?
Do you think if I got...
I think you're the only one who thinks
Look,
so.
Ma'am,
and I
you,
think
madam, you haven't heard us. We have offered to have sex with this woman if she'll drop the complaint.
And you'd be doing her a favor.
Well, I think so. I mean, she checked me out when I walk. I've got
Has
a very
Has she
sexy
ever
walk.
Expressed an interest in you verbally? Has she ever said,
She's very
Chris,
shy.
I think you're a really hot guy. I'd like to get with you. Has she ever said that?
She's very shy.
Yeah, she's shy. Plus, I have a certain kind of walk. I stride and then I skip and then I stride and I skip. Okay, laugh at me. I don't care if you laugh at me, okay? I'm confident.
You stride and you skip?
Yes, ma'am.
That
sounds so gay. I'm sorry.
Oh, so
that's
now I'm
pop.
Gay.
Mr. Henry, you're a racist.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. Boy, it's rough to hear stories like this before Christmas, but a sexual harassment lawsuit filed here in Southern California has this gentleman, Mr. Chris Norton, who's on our newsmaker line with his attorney, Harvey Wireman, in a little bit of hot water, gave a gift exchange at a Christmas party and gave to a woman who he says is shy and was too shy to say that she's attracted to him. He gave her a gift basket of vibrators and a picture of him. And
we'd like to say something, Mr. Henry, too.
Hold on. And she's suing for sexual harassment. What do you have to say?
Well, these items are non-returnable. And as such, we demand to know whether she's used any of these items. And if she has, we don't want them back. That's number one. And number two, almost $100 worth of items, we at least deserve to have the money back.
I'd like to have the money back because I don't make a lot of money.
You want her to give you the money back for the... Did she give you the stuff back?
She gave me the stuff back, but I don't know whether she used it or not.
When did she give you the stuff back?
She gave me it back that day.
The day of the party?
Yes, sir.
Well, then what makes you think she could have used it?
Mr. Henry, this is Mr. Wireman.
Go ahead.
She could have gone into the bathroom and you...
Oh, come on! You give her this gift that...
I'd like to finish what I'm saying without being having my constitutional rights violated, please.
Well, come on, guys.
No, Mr. Henry, she could have gone into the bathroom and tried out the Invader at least. It's very easy to use.
Very handy.
Very handy.
And then put it back in the basket and gave him the stuff back.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want your money back?
Because I don't want to use nothing that she's used. Because it might have cooties on it or whatever.
We don't want to have any of her vibrators back because of what Mr. Norton said.
Because of cooties?
Well, sir, because of the possibility of some kind of contaminant, yes.
The Invader, by the way, has a wireless remote control, okay? So it's awesome. It's totally, totally awesome. And she's, like, maybe used it? I don't know. But I don't want to have it back when I have a cootie on it.
Okay, Mr. Norton?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm 49. Okay, I'm a little bit older than you.
Yes, sir.
And I would appreciate it if we could use a word other than cooties, which I haven't used since I was 10, and I'm sure that...
Well, I mean, what do you want to call a cootie, or you want to call, like, you know, growed?
Oh, and the term growed we could probably...
Well, Mr. Henry, I think you know full well what my client's trying to say. And
I'm trying to elevate the discourse on this program.
So he's talking about intercourse.
No, he said discourse.
I didn't say intercourse, sir.
What?
I didn't say intercourse. I said elevate the discourse.
That sounded like intercourse.
I didn't say that, sir. Let's go to Robin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just cannot believe the audacity of this man to think that because some woman looked at him, he can then think that she wants to have sex with him and that gives
him
the right.
How come she looked at me? How come she was looking at me?
Well, you know what? I look at people all day long,
okay,
but doesn't mean I want to.
Are you looking them up and down? Are you looking them up and down, like at the crotch area and the butt area?
If I look at somebody, it doesn't insinuate that I want to have sex with them. I mean, that's just insane.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't believe it's something that a woman ordinarily does.
What do you mean looking you up and down?
I mean checking me out the way I walk.
You said, now hold on for a minute, Mr. Norton. You said you have a distinctive walk.
Mr. Henry, who's the attorney here?
I want to ask a question, okay? You said you have a distinctive walk, right?
Yes, sir.
You say you take a step and do like a skip and take another step.
Yeah, it's kind of a distinctive sexual walk, yeah.
What kind of sexual walk?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it possible she was staring you up and down?
Because you're weird.
No. Okay. Yeah, you think that's funny? Okay, how come so many women want to go to bed with me?
You know what? I
am very, very good looking.
You need to understand that my client is extremely good looking.
Okay, and the other part of it that really is irritating beyond belief to me as a woman is to think that because he's offering to have sex with her, that somehow makes his little gift of pornography okay and acceptable.
Well,
what we're trying to say is that we will
have sex with her. Mr. Norton will consent to have sex with her once if she drops her lawsuit.
Oh, and that's going to make everything better. Number one, just because somebody looks at somebody doesn't mean they want to have sex. And number two, to actually have the audacity to think that he is so incredible that this is what this woman wants is just absolutely beyond belief.
Okay.
I mean, this is degrading.
I would
every
ask you this
woman.
Question. Okay. Hey, I'm not the one suing here, okay?
Well, I would
okay.
sue you too if you sent me a bunch of vibrators. Come on.
If you're checking out one time we were at the coffee machine, I saw a wet spot on her slacks, okay?
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
You're
the one wanting to have sex according
How
to your
logic.
How come
she's got a wet spot on her slacks? How come she have a wet spot on her slacks?
Well, she's at the coffee machine, right? Maybe she spilled something.
Yeah, right.
According to your logic, because you look
Please
at her crotch, you
respect.
Want to have sex with her.
I would appreciate if both of you not yell at my client.
Oh, please. And where did
ma'am.
You get your law degree, sir, to think that this is somehow not sexual harassment?
Ma'am,
it's unsolicited.
All across America today, men are being victimized by women who, because they've been spurned or scorned by a man, turn around and allege sexual harassment. We're drawing a line on that. That will not happen to my client. And this young lady,
you guys are selling out.
Giving people sexually pornographic type of material and think it's okay. I mean, that's just not okay.
These were very tasteful items. One of them is called the...
A vibrator is not a tasteful item,
this
sir.
Is a
that's
very
why it's in an adult bookstore.
Madam,
if it was any kind of item that wouldn't be misconstrued as pornography, you could buy it at the 7-Eleven. Hello, you can't buy pocket rockets at the 7-Eleven.
This was a multi-speed $40 soft, flexible vibrator, as well as the vibratone balls and the pocket rocket. Now, that alone is a $90 value.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you can count. However, it's still pornography, and he had to go somewhere other than a general store to buy it. It's not okay in the office place, nor should it be given to anyone without their consent.
May I ask you a question?
Go right ahead.
Are you frigid?
Am I frigid?
Because you talk like a frigid bitch.
I have an incredible sex life.
Okay.
She's frigid.
Now watch it, okay?
I think she must be like you don't like to get it. You probably don't enjoy it when you get it.
Okay.
Oh, please.
What is this, in the locker room or something? Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You sound to me like a woman who hates men and can't wait to see a man drained of his resources because he won't give my client or this other woman the time of day. Now, she's a homely wallflower, and, you know,
I'm looking at a picture of this lady, Diane Kaiser.
Yeah, is she frightening?
Frightening? She's gorgeous.
Yeah, but that's way below my taste.
Well, she's beautiful. The hell's ugly about her?
I don't like her nose.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. Here is Monica on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes,
ma'am.
In terms of this lawsuit, I think the thing that everyone is forgetting is that you're creating a hostile work environment. The moment that you brought this articles into the workplace, you've created this for yourself. You've brought this on
yourself. How's that hostile? How's a pocket rock a hostile? Right.
How's it hostile?
I mean, a pocket rocket makes you feel good. Hello. It's not like a bad thing. Hello.
No, it's
and
the fact that
picture
it's
of
it
me.
Has sexual... Mr. Norton, obviously you're not very educated because otherwise we wouldn't be contesting this. It's in poor taste.
Oh, I'm supposed to roll over for this,
disrespectful of women. You know, it's really
important. It's the gift of love. It's the gift of love.
No, there's no love involved here. What it is that it is the workplace.
Oh, ma'am,
the
how
workplace
are you so familiar
for
with
work.
That? Are you familiar with ultra-thin jelly delights?
For your information,
are you not?
You know, I'm not even going to bother to answer that.
No,
that's so ridiculous.
Ma'am, I'm an attorney, so I know that. Have you ever
you know
heard
what?
Of anything
I,
called?
I realize that
have
you're
you
an attorney, but obviously you don't know how to defend your client.
Look, don't
well.
Ask
Otherwise,
people.
Otherwise, you wouldn't even bring this.
Have you
the,
ever heard of something?
Ear.
Have you heard of something called the clitorific?
Okay, that's the last time that I want you to bring up these items on my show.
I'm taking my comments off the air.
I mean, she'd be in a hell of a lot better mood if she'd just go ahead and grease up and that.
I don't, you know, you guys don't get it, do you?
What don't we get, Mr. Henry? What don't we get?
Monica, are you gone? Okay, she's gone. What don't we get? What don't you guys get? What do you mean, has she ever heard of the, whatever that thing was that,
the clitoris.
Never mind about it. Okay, that's it. I gotta bail out.
Mr. Henry, we demand to be heard by a court of law.
And I'm sure you will be.
Yeah, because she owes me $93.50 because the pocket rocket alone is $40 plus the test your G-spot.
Great, okay. I hope you get your money back, man, all right?
Do you know how I can do that?
You got an attorney there.
Well, she doesn't answer her phone.
Well, keep calling. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show. God, that was hot. You had my mic hot, man. Are we on the air? Huh? I don't know. I just came blasting in. Tonight we're at GameWorks at the Block at Orange, 9 o'clock. Hope you can join us. We are signing the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD. We were just talking about The Player. This is like just such a great movie. The Player is one of my top five. In other words, it's a movie I watch over and over and over again. And yes, I'm one of those people who watches the movie over and over again. And yes, I understand that there are people who don't understand people like me. Well, guess what? We don't understand people like you. Because like my wife, God, I love my wife. She says to me, why do you want to watch a movie more than once? I'm like, because there's stuff going on that I missed. Well, you know what's going to happen. Yeah, I know what's going to happen. But it's like, how come people go on, Supreme Scream more than once, man? Why do you go on a ride more than once? It's just cool. You know, it's like another ride. So we're talking about that movie, The Player, which is an awesome flick. A great story. All the acting's tremendous. And it's directed by Robert Altman in a really cool way. At the beginning of the movie, they talk about a long trail. And the guy says something. I think it's Fred Ward, who plays studio security. If you've never seen The Player, it's a brilliant film about a studio in financial trouble, and a particular producer who is frightened that he's going to lose his job. And he's getting these threatening postcards from what he believes is a writer. And this writer is saying, you're a piece of crap, and you're this, and you're that. And he thinks he knows who the guy is, so he agrees to meet the guy for a drink out in Pasadena. And they sit, and they meet, and they have the drink. And then later they have an argument in a parking lot, and he winds up killing this writer, accidentally killing the writer. And the rest of the film is about how he covers this up and tries to maintain his position at the studio amidst pressure from security, who they believes he had something to do with the death of this writer, and the financial pressure that the studio's under to produce a hit film, because all the heavyweights in the movie, you know, the guys that play the studio execs, they're all under they're under the gun. And that Brian James dude you were talking about, Mike, he plays the studio head. Peter Gallagher plays that Larry Levy guy from Fox. Anyway, at the beginning of the movie is what they call a tracking shot. In other words, there's no edits, there's no cuts. It's one continuous shot done with one camera, and it goes from one scene to the next scene, to the next little scene, to the next set of actors. It goes from, I don't know, how many people did you say, Craig? 38 actors? Yeah. Well, there's like 38 famous people in that scene at the beginning of The Player. I'm trying to think of now. I think there's Tim Robbins plays the producer, and the shot, they're shooting through a window into his office. So imagine that. I don't know how you coordinate something like that, but they've got the shot through the window into his office. You can see Tim Robbins and the writers. Then it moves on, and then you see a scene being enacted somewhere else having to do with the kid who delivers mail. And then there's another scene with the studio security guy. And then there's another guy who's showing the new Japanese purchasers of the studio, around. But it's really cool. And the guy, Dina Merrill, is in that shot. And Buck Henry. And Fred Ward. And who the hell else? Who's that dude that comes in and pitches that? Brian James and Cynthia Stevenson. But in that first opening scene, who's the guy that comes in and pitches the movie about Ghost meets Manchurian Candidate? He's got a beard, and the kid says to him, you're Martin Scorsese. No, but I know him. Remember that? Who's that guy? You know the guy I'm talking about, though. And the way they're pitching these movies is hysterical. What do you got for me? It's, okay, The Graduate Part 2, okay. Mrs. Robinson is still with us. She's alive, living in a big old spooky house up north somewhere. And she lives in the attic where the two kids are living downstairs. Oh, my God. She had a stroke and fell down. Well, it's a malady of some kind. I don't know whether it's a stroke. And then that dude, Ghost meets Manchurian Candidate. Well, I want Bruce Willis. I've got a relationship with him. I think I can get him. And then there's that place, well, I don't want to mention it because I go there. It's out in the desert where they go. He takes her and they go. Julia Roberts is in it. John Cusack, they're sitting around having some drinks or something. What's Julia Roberts? Oh, she's in the movie at the end. John Cusack is having some cocktails or something someplace, and the Griffin Mill character, played by Tim Robbins, says, hey, where are you going to be this winter? He goes, Telluride. We'll see you there. Okay. Anyway, what was cool about that flick was Craig and I were talking about that opening scene is 16 minutes of no cuts, no edits, no nothing. And I'm like one of those old-timers. I'm the same way. I hate seeing that MTV cut crap. Now, you got Woodstock at home. That movie has no such thing going on in it. If you look at Woodstock, which is probably the ultimate concert movie, there's no cuts. They do a lot of split-screen weird-ass stuff that I don't dig, but they pretty much keep the camera static on one guy, and, you know, they kind of pan from one to the next, but they don't mess around. They don't, anyway, that was a really cool movie. Now I'm going to go see a bunch of movies next week. I know that. I'm going to have all the time in the world, and Best in Show is up the street for me. I got one of these little tiny theaters up the street, one of these art house theaters, and we used to patronize this place all the time because I saw Gods and Monsters in there, and we saw, I don't know, a bunch of movies that we liked in there, and now they got Best in Show up there, and Maria and I are the only people to go into this place. I don't know how this guy keeps this thing going. It's a little tiny dinky theater out in Westlake, and every time I go to see a movie in there, I'm the only guy in there. It's like we walk in and they go, okay, Eddie, hit it. Right. You know, the projector goes on. There's two people there. Go. What time are you showing the movie? What time are you showing up? I don't know, about 15 minutes. Okay, well, that'll be it. Do you love calling movie theaters?
Thank you for calling the Twinplex Multiplex 6. Now showing on screen one.
Phone rings. Hello, Mr. Henry? Yeah, okay, when are you coming over? About 15 minutes. We'll roll it. I just love to talk. Just call a theater and talk. Hello, Multiplex. Oh, hi. How are you? Great. When's the movie on? I don't know. When are you going to get here? Oh, you know. But instead, you got...
Thank you for calling the Multiplex 2. Now showing on screen 2, Entrapment, starring Sean Connery. At 1:15, 2:15, 3:15, 4:15, 5:15, and a special senior showing at 1 a.m. Coupons not accepted for this show. On screen 3, The Exorcist, starring Max von Sundedau. Sundedau, I don't know how to say it. Anyway.
They got some kid, you know, she's just, it's her job between classes, whatever.
Starring Max von Sydow. I don't know who he is. He's just some Swede.
I don't know what the hell they're reading. They just got to get the thing. Get the recording done. Do it every day. And don't you love it, man, when the movie you want to know about was on the tape just seconds before you called. So it's got a loop all the way around to the stinking movie. Okay, what do I got to go see this week? I forget. Is that Very Brady sequel still out? No, it's not? Okay. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.